Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is. It surely frickin' is, man. Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every day is an evil day, and we all know it. We're heading off the cliff. We've hit the fucking goddamn the fucking ocean. We're sinking to the fucking bottom. Plain and simple, it's the 30th day of March, 2022. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of, well, 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. So yeah, a little cooler today, but I mean, it's springtime. I mean, and it's going to keep warming up. There's no snow. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the smoke. I swear I'm not. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Biden tells Zelensky U.S. will give Ukraine $500 million in budget aid. And this is on top of what has already been given in that omnibus spending bill. And we'll be on it when we get back from this break. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, here we go, guys. Biden tells Zelensky U.S. will give Ukraine $500 million in budget aid. This is from The Hill. The United States will provide, the United States, who is the United, oh, that corporation, you mean the United States corporation, who is stealing the fucking resources of we the fucking people, the United States nationals, and fucking just, I mean, shit, man, they're not even making a pretense of there being any kind of fucking government in this goddamn country anymore. This is a straight up fucking corporate occupation. It is a goddamn communist occupation of the Capitol and the White House. Hey, and fuck, we'll do as we goddamn well please. Million in budgetary assistance to Ukraine as part of its our goddamn. There's another story out there talking about how the Fed said yesterday that we're getting ready to go into a recession. We're in a deep, deep, deep depression, and we're going to go into a recession. Really? I see fucking. I don't see bright days ahead, people. Budgetary assistance, but Ukraine's important. Why is fucking Ukraine, it's just like that little piss hole over there in the Middle East. Why is Ukraine important? Well, because it's the headquarters of the fucking Biden criminal cartel, a part of the international corporate fucking mafia. And this is fucking, and it is the fucking, the wheat provider for the fucking Europe. I mean, the weed alone is enough for him to fucking beat. This is what this is all about. Resources, money, fucking a bigger fucking pile, a higher goddamn Mount Everest to fucking goddamn gold and silver and tangible fucking, objects as they give us fucking debt dollars to exchange debt to build more debt that isn't our debt that is owed to us. Part of his aid to the country in the face of Russian invasion. They have the balls to talk about Russian invasion. They invaded fucking goddamn Libya. They invaded Iraq without fucking cause. And when it was found out there was no depleted uranium, of course they stopped because you had no goddamn lawful cause and no cause whatsoever to fucking attack Iraq. No, they didn't stop. We're bringing democracy to them. Well, is that part of that international fucking democracy, part of that one world order you're talking about? Of course it is. Russian invasion, my ass. President Biden told Ukraine President Zelensky on a call on Wednesday. Biden and Zelensky spoke over the phone for nearly an hour, the latest communication between the two leaders about the response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Where in the fuck, who cares a fuck about Ukraine? Hey, this fucking country here is fucking sinking into the quicksand, and it's going down fast, and we gotta go over to Ukraine. Billions of dollars over the Ukraine. Fuck America. Well, they're living under goddamn highway underpasses, and their children are fucking living out in the cold in the winter, hungry. Fuck the goddamn American nationals own this place. We have fucking got over on them. We have fucking, they have fucking allowed us. They've allowed us to piss right on them. Maybe they're fucking sick that way. I don't know. Zelensky on a call on Wednesday. Biden and Zelensky spoke over the phone for nearly an hour. The latest communication between the two leaders about the response to the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. The two talked about U.S. efforts to provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance, according to a White House readout. Now, what are we going to put this economic? What did it say here? Provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance to who? For what? Let's just.
Welcome to the Business Roundtable, Mr. President. An organization of 238 CEOs of America's leading companies.
You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people died, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
So what we're financing here, people, is the fucking end of our sovereignty as individuals, the end of our Bill of Rights, our goddamn liberty, our freedom. We are sending money to have that fucking removed. Because in a new world order, you do not have sovereign nations. And you sure as hell do not have people with goddamn rights that aren't fucking dictated by a committee representing the collective. You do not have into fucking individuals. So the wealth of our country is being taken. And this, I mean, this ain't, they're not even pretending anymore. Before fucking William Jefferson Clinton was president, there was, I mean, they were still playing the game a bit. They would pretend to have congressional allocations. I mean, you had to say what you wanted the fucking money for. You got a fucking rule book with it federal guidelines that you had to follow, and you could only spend that fucking money on what you were supposed to fucking spend it on. But I mean, here now, I mean, the president said he's going to send it. Is that coming out of your fucking pocket there, fucking, Biden? Or your buddy, or your boy, you're the big guy, I forgot, I'm talking about Hunter. Hunter is the one fucking running the fucking mob over there in fucking Ukraine for the one world order. Had some asshole come up on the comment section this morning talking about, trying to get us to hate the Russians. Get us to hate the Ukrainians. Hey, that's the one world order, motherfucker. That's the end of the sovereignty of this fucking nation if we fucking allow it. And I mean, I never thought I'd see the day, I swear, where they just come right out and say it. But they're fucking saying it now. They're telling you. Well, I guess it's just fucking out of panic and fucking because they know that fucking shit's coming down on them. I mean, they're digging fucking holes. They're hiding in the fucking ground. They fear the people might just actually get off their dead asses and quit fucking polishing those guns and start making that 1,000-yard shot. Justice. As they have declared war on we, the people. They have declared war on our written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is the Bill of Rights, which is the goddamn common law for the United States of America that gives us our autonomy and gives us our freedom and gives us our liberty. They want that motherfucker gone. Have we had any say in any of this fucking shit, people? Any fucking say? Oh, people even have stopped on the internet. The stupid people. Write your congressman. Write your congressman. How fucking retarded are you? They ain't your fucking congressman, you stupid ass. He's a one world mafia fucking figure. He's made his fucking bones. They got the picture of him fucking the poodle. He doesn't represent you. He represents the corporation against you in order to take everything you fucking have, including the lint in your fucking pockets. Where were we here? The leaders discussed how the United States is working around the clock to fulfill the main security assistance requests of Ukraine. I mean, God, that's what we live for. That's what America is here for. That's what we built this fucking country for. This is what we wrote the Bill of Rights for, to protect the Ukrainians. Fuck the Ukrainians. They are not us. We are not they. All you Ukrainians in this country, get your goddamn asses back over there and fight your own fucking fight. If you want to fight with the Russians, go ahead. If you're stupid enough to fucking hate, that's the whole thing it always comes down to. It'll be people killing people who would never have a fucking difference with one another. We have no beef with the fucking, I have no beef with any Russian I know of. But these son of a bitches would have you out there killing one another off, counting them up, man, and having their satanic fucking goddamn ceremonies to celebrate big fucking deaths as they're fucking killing you with the kill shot, killing you with the food, killing you with the goddamn aerial drops of whatever in the fuck's with that aluminum and barium. You're not getting it yet? Humanitarian insistence, according to the what? You got no fucking authority, Biden. That's misappropriation of fucking funds. If there was a goddamn constitution, which there's never been, they knew that motherfucker wasn't worth the paper it was written on. But look at how far they got with a goddamn fraudulent document. They pushed the fucking only real law in this country fucking under a fucking pile and then buried it and burned it, did everything they could, but we brought that motherfucker right back. It's standing front and center now because people are wondering, where in the hell did my goddamn freedom go? Well, you never had none really to start with. If you're of my fucking age, you were born into this goddamn fucking communist state. One world order state. And the riches of your country were taken to give to fucking Russia under the guise of that phony-ass World War II. To preserve international communism and create a fucking enemy that could destroy us. I mean, if you wanted to look at it through them fucking eyes. But people of the world, why should we kill each other for these fucking mafia dons? So Putin can go from $20 billion to $200 billion. Biden can go from however many hundred billion he's got to a trillion. And then you just fucking lay out your goddamn life. It's like I told you, I was watching a while back a fucking film on, I can't remember if it was World War I or World War II. But they're these old guys that were part of there asked them, why'd you fight? Well, I fight because that was my job. That was my job. No, you're supposed to be fighting for freedom and liberty and to protect your fucking people from tyranny. The only reason you're supposed to fight is to defend our fucking home here, our country, our people. And when you went over there, when they talked about it, they said you were going to fight for freedom and liberty. Whose? Because while you were over there, they were here fucking ripping the goddamn Bill of Rights into fucking pieces. You were fighting the wrong fucking enemy. Not this time. The people are informed. And the people of the fucking world, the people of the United, the nationals of this United States, we don't hate you. We don't want to kill you. We don't want fucking war. We want fucking to have a good life. And the money spent on killing, we'd provide that fucking good life for all of us across this fucking planet. They know this, but they are so fucking greedy and pedophilic and sick in the fucking head that they cannot stop themselves. They're like a coke junkie. They have to have that next fucking hit. It's all they got left to get a thrill. They've done did every perverted fucking abominable fucking thing you can think of. Everything that is so taboo that fucking, I mean, God, it would get you shot in the head if somebody caught you doing it. And they're trying to make that the fucking norm. What happens when it is the fucking norm? What happens when it happens when it's the norm for goddamn rabbis to fucking, or goddamn Jews or whoever wants to screw little babies? They're trying to make the norm a man who is fucking biologically a man. No, that's a woman, and you have to fucking say to hell with science, hell with biology. You will do what we fucking tell you. 2 + 2 = 3. You got it, son of a bitch? That's the kind of control they're looking for. That's why they must be destroyed to a man. The leaders discussed how the United States is working around the clock to fulfill the main security assistance request by the Ukraine. Oh, but that's what we are. We're Ukrainian, I guess. That's why we're fucking fighting for our country, right? For the one world order with it. Well, no, we're not. And you're stealing our goddamn resources to fucking finance this fucking cutting of our throat. You treasonous piece of fucking shit, Biden. That is goddamn blatant, in your face, treason. High treason. Couple that with the fucking crimes that your fucking son has committed out in the fucking open. We've watched it on the fucking net. How about just snorting coke? One of us got caught with coke down in fucking Florida. What would happen to us? We get pissy because we fucking got so high we fucking forgot our goddamn laptop, and then, gee golly, the FBI fucking lost it? Wasn't that lucky for you? How stupid do you think we are? And I do mean to ask that question of you, you son of a bitches. Ukraine, the critical effects of those I missed something here. The critical effects. The United States is working around the clock to fulfill the main security assistance request by Ukraine. The critical effects those weapons have had on the conflict and continued efforts by the United States with allies and partners. It's always going to be see the allies and partners. We have to have these fucking collectives. When we were once fucking all sovereign fucking countries with sovereign fucking borders that you did not fucking cross. Because what was inside that border, the law, all of it belonged to those people, the nationals of that country. To identify additional capabilities to help the Ukrainian military defend its country. You are committing an act of war. To supply a fucking somebody's enemy with fucking goddamn munitions and bring in advisors is an act of fucking war. Look at Vietnam. This is how they get you into a fucking war. This is how they get people who would otherwise have nothing against one. We're the fucking victims, world. People of every country of the world. Who's going to do the fucking dying? Who's going to do the fucking suffering? Why, the son of a bitches that caused all this sat back and eat caviar, snort coke, drink champagne, and fuck whores. Or little children, whatever they fucking want. In addition, President Biden informed President Zelensky that the United States intends to provide the Ukraine government with $500 million in direct budgetary aid to aid their budget. Why we're being told at the same time, we're people, we know we're in a deep, deep depression. You're fucking, this goddamn fiat fucking debt currency is worthless. And you're in a deep depression and they're telling you we might go into a recession. How much farther can we fucking sink before people realize, goddamn it, they're taking us all the way to the fucking bottom. They intend to destroy us, to kill every one of us, because we are the rightful fucking owners of this fucking most valuable property on the planet Earth. Announced last week, President Zelensky updated President Biden on the status of Ukraine's negotiations with Russia. What a crock of shit. Where were we here? With Russia. The budgetary and aid intends to keep the Ukraine government and economy stable. We got to keep the Ukraine, because we're fucking all citizens of Ukraine, I guess, right? We're citizens of Ukraine. And Ukraine, I mean, you had the Ukrainians who fucking, the hyphenated Americans who cannot fucking exist walking around the fucking, well, caged in fucking Capitol and the fucking White House demanding that fucking us Americans send our fucking children over to Ukraine to fucking die for their, quote, their country. Fuck you. Get out. You were never fucking invited here by the American nationals. You have come. You have dipped into our fucking resources that belong to us. You have taken from us without due process of the law. You are fucking criminals. You are enemy combatants. You want a fucking fight? We'll give you one. See here, we're in. The budgetary aid intends to keep the Ukraine government economy stable. God Almighty, as the Russians' invasion enters its second month. Ooh, the Russian invasion. What about your invasion of Syria? The United States invaded Syria. When you're not invited and you fucking force your way into a fucking country, that's called occupation. We now occupy one third of fucking Syria. But that's all right, because you know we're doing it for the fucking Jews. It's like the goddamn weapons of mass destruction, or the forbidden weapons under the Geneva Convention. You know, the phosphorus bombs. That's what, you know, Putin, you know, he's a war criminal. He used phosphorus bombs. Well, I guess we're just supposed to forget when the fucking Israelis bombed the Gaza Strip with fucking phosphorus bombs. I seen fucking photos and fucking goddamn video of fucking a kid, man. I mean, this kid probably maybe 13, 14 years old, laying there screaming, and you can see that goddamn phosphorus burning through his arms. The fucking goddamn Palestinians, they fire a couple of bottle rockets that might knock a goddamn 6-inch hole in a sidewalk. Maybe. And they get fucking, they take fucking daisy cutters, whatever it takes. They blow down complete fucking blocks. They don't give a fuck how many women and children are in there. They fucking drop the phosphorus fucking. They want to kill the fucking, they're fucking committing genocide in Palestine as I'm speaking to you. But goddamn, it's Ukraine. See, Ukraine's important. Why is Ukraine important? Well, that's right, because it's the, belongs to the Biden cartel. They want fucking you over there. You need to go fight for the Biden car. You should need to go kill people that you don't want to fucking be in a fight, that don't want no fucking trouble, just want to live their fucking lives. You need to go over there and fucking kill them and have them kill you for these fucking international fucking mob bosses. Plain and fucking simple. That's what they're selling you. Biden was in Europe last week where he announced the U.S. would provide an additional $1 billion in humanitarian aid to assist the millions of refugees. Fuck our people living under goddamn underpasses. Our children going fucking goddamn hungry. Fuck them. We're here for Ukraine. It's just like down at the goddamn southern border. What did they say? Another fucking million in the last fucking six weeks? Another million have crossed. How many million do you think we can afford to have cross that before we're outnumbered, people? No fucking resistance met. In fact, the drug cartels are fucking controlling on this side, our side of the fucking border. I mean, it's a goddamn lucrative fucking industry now. And hey, it's goddamn capitalism, people. You can't say nothing against it. Go ahead.
Yeah, did you see where the film crew went down there to document the immigrants coming across? And when they pulled away from it, the border crossing guards actually pulled them over and took them out of the car one by one at gunpoint.
You sounded pretty good there in the beginning, but you got real quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was just saying there was a film crew that went down there to document the immigrants coming across, and the border guards would not do anything about it. But when they went to leave, the film crew got pulled over by the border cross. Yeah. Guards or whatever.
Yeah.
They pulled him out of the car with gunpoint.
Yeah, we had the article up when it happened. But yeah, of course.
Sure you did, man.
You went down there to stop this goddamn invasion, and they would shoot you. The people you've hired to fucking secure your border would turn their guns on you and shoot you. Understand, that's invasion. You talk about invading Ukraine. The United States is under invasion right now. But God damn it, man, we have to take care of Ukraine. Their economy. I mean, this goddamn world economy is going to hell, but if their economy is good, all them billions of dollars going over there are going right into the pockets of the same son of a bitches that got the $3.2 trillion that fucking Trumpy handed him as soon as he got in fucking office. The same son of a bitches that caused the goddamn so-called derivatives bubble back in 2008. People blew their fucking brains out, lost everything they fucking had. I mean, goddamn millions of people. And the fucking corporations got every fucking, they didn't got, not only didn't they go to jail, and the regulators who were supposed to make sure that the fucking bonds were fucking real, none of them went to jail, and they all got their fucking, their fraud paid off by supposedly by we the people. The money was borrowed in our names, but I didn't sign any goddamn contract, and I'm a free national. I owe, don't you shit, you owe me $28 trillion fucking dollars, you son of a bitches. You got to look at it like it really is, man. Since this country, our people aren't fucking lazy. Our people came across this country. Our people are hard fucking workers. And all the time they were paying for to have a government operate that they fucking, most of the shit they didn't want as the monster grew. And still, even when you're fucking taken from their goddamn, from their wages for their labor, which was against, it is against the law, because there's no due process of the law. Even though you were taking the tons you were taking, you were borrowing still and going in debt. Well, you went in debt, corporation. I got news for you. We, the fucking American nationals, don't owe a goddamn penny. But every fucking penny you borrowed in our name, you fucking owe us. And we want it back. We want our freedom, our liberty, and our fucking wealth back in that fucking order. You remove your fucking corporation. You get rid of every fucking statute you've ever fucking written that is in direct violation of the Ninth Article. You never had the authority to make law that we have to obey, or to get a fucking policing force made of fucking goddamn mercenaries to enforce it. Never. We take a break. We'll be right back.
Summer lives in earth.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Wherever that came from, Laura, turn them off.
Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answered to what I'd done. Hooks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel. Just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. See, they can get some here. They threaten, but they don't come get some. They go, so they have to go. I mean, that was a fucking, this is their fallback. Their goddamn world economic collapse. Like you said, the fucking, Fed chair, which is a goddamn private fucking bank owned by the fucking Rothschilds, announced that you're going to have a recession too on top of all this shit when you're already in a deep fucking depression. Fuck, man, give us nothing to lose, you stupid pricks. See what the fuck happens to you. Alrighty then. Where were we? We're not, okay, we had enough of Biden. And we know what he's doing. He's pumping money into his fucking criminal cartel over there in the fucking Ukraine, which has nothing to do with we the people and representing us and our goddamn interests in the United States. But of course, they don't represent our interests because they chartered a fucking corporation back in 1871 and 1878 to bring the fucking admiralty onto our fucking shores, to bring the fucking Queen's private fucking law to our goddamn fucking country and remove our common law, which is the highest law in this goddamn land, by declaration of we, the fucking people, under our jurisdictional authority and our fucking guns. And it will not stand. I thought this was interesting. Multiple officers hit. Bullets fly in Buffalo. Police chase. This is from ABC News. Police radio transmissions captured some of the chaos on the streets of Buffalo on Tuesday evening during a wild car chase in which officers and the fleeing motorists were shot. "I'm hit, I'm hit, I'm hit," a voice believed to be that of an officer is heard saying as sirens welled in the background. Minutes later comes another urgent voice. They're still shooting. Multiple officers hit. Only one of the three officers struck by gunfire remained hospitalized Wednesday as investigators reconstructed the pursuit, which wound through the city streets for more than 20 minutes with the gunman firing at officers from the moving vehicle. Officers indeed. You mean foreign goddamn mercenaries? Now there's only let's go on here. The driver of the car also was in the hospital after being shot and wounded by police at an intersection in front of the police station where the chase ended. But no bystanders were hit by the flying bullets. That's a miracle, and it's not something we're going to see every time, which authorities said was remarkably lucky. Police Commissioner Joseph Gramilia said the chase began around 6 p.m. when a motorist who had been pulled over in traffic suddenly drove off. As police pursued, the vehicle slowed to let someone out. After the passenger exited, the gunfire started coming from the car. The radio transmission captured by Broadcastify.com, the pursuing officers called in the position of the vehicle and shouted out warnings. Currently shooting at officers again, shooting at officers, a dispatcher is heard saying. One officer was hit in the arm, another in a different car was wounded badly enough to require surgery. A third pursuing officer in another vehicle was shot but was saved from serious injury by bulletproof vest. Big enough gun. At one point, the dispatchers can be heard on the radio repeatedly telling officers to cut the pursuit, but the chase either continued or resumed. A video posted... What the hell does that mean? Continued or resumed? They both mean the same fucking thing, don't they? A video posted on social media by one bystander showed the end of the chase. Officers took defensive positions with weapons drawn and sent multiple volleys of shots at either a vehicle or a person who couldn't be seen on the camera. Leslie Thomas, 64, who lives... Here, I want you to pay attention to this now. Leslie Thomas, 64, who lives in an apartment overlooking the scene, was watching the news when she heard what turned out to be gunfire. "I heard about 10 shots. I said, what's going on? It didn't dawn on me that it was shots, but it kept repeating and repeating, so I ran to the window," she said. She saw numerous police cars, lights flashing, and watched for police officers to pull a man from a vehicle and handcuff him. He appeared to fall to the street, where several other officers surrounded him. Two of the officers were treated and released from Erie County Medical Center. Police spokesman Michael DeGeorge said Wednesday, "This was a very brazen situation, with a suspect shooting from a vehicle at police officers. A very, very dangerous situation," Buffalo Mayor Brian Brown said at a news conference Tuesday night at the hospital. In addition to the wounded suspect, one other person was also in custody, authorities said. Police didn't name either of the people under arrest or the officers. So you got two scenarios here. Either this was goddamn like MS-13 gang members and they didn't want it to get out that way, or it was fucking people who are just fucking fed up with it that are saying, you know, fuck, we got no other choice. It's time to, you know, these son of a bitches are lawless and they'd have no authority over us. But you know, we know that the uprising will not be fucking telecast. But I find it interesting that Leslie Thomas, 64, who lives in an apartment, they knew a lot about her and exactly what she did and exactly why she did it, but they didn't say what the hell, why did you pull, was the car pulled over? Who were the fucking people in it? You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is put out there. I don't know what the fucking point of it is. But the bottom line is, it's fucking, it's crapola. I mean, you could sum this all up in saying that there was fucking shots fired and, you know, wherever in the hell this was, wherever in the hell this was, there was a shot and three cops were shot and, the guy driving the car was fucking wounded and fucking, another guy was arrested. Who, for what reason? Why? What's going on out there? Makes me wonder. Police buying drones and armored vehicles with COVID funds. Really? Now here we can start talking about the misappropriation of fucking monies. These son of a bitches, under this lie of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, it's just fucking a slush account with trillions of dollars in it. It's what they're acting like, and they can just spend it on whatever they fucking goddamn well please. Well, they can't. What you're spending, you're going to fucking give it back, if any of it's tangible wealth. But, I mean, all this money being pumped to the Ukraine, and you hear about the people carrying out suitcases full of fucking gold and gold jewelry and fucking suitcases full of fucking money. I mean, this is just another big payoff to the fucking cartels. And this is not, I mean, at least they pretended, they used to pretend that there was a Congress, because you used to have the allocation of the funds by Congress, specifically describing what the money would be spent on. And if you spent it on something else, you were guilty of diverting fucking public funds. And you, well, we know that it was all fucking a farce all the way down the line. They've always had the ability to do this since 1878. They've just now plugged, they're just now, we're at the end game. We're at the end game, and it's going to be their fucking end. Because of the internet, they cannot fucking sell their lies no more. All they can tell is more lies. They can't throw no truth in it. Because any truth fucking it rips the lies apart. You can't, I mean, this is a problem for the propagandists, I gotta believe, because good, true propaganda is lies, truths, and half-truths. They can't get no truths anymore. Nobody fucking believes a word coming out of their goddamn mouth. And the things that they, when they go to look it up, they find out what's fucking true. And then they fucking pound that truth right back at them and tear their whole fucking narrative apart. It's all a fucking production. Ukraine's a fucking production. And fucking Putin's in on it. And fucking goddamn Netanyahu's in on it. And fucking the goddamn Communist Committee running this goddamn country in violation of our fucking law. They're in on it. They're trying to find any fucking way to get a goddamn fucking war going. They're desperate because they know that they can smell that hemp. Biden signed a law yesterday fucking forbidding lynching. I mean, goddamn, if you're going to kill somebody, lynching isn't a fucking trial. We'll give you a trial, Biden. We'll give you fucking every fucking right you have as an American national. We'll give you every fucking goddamn due process of the law that you are fucking entitled to. And then we will fucking hang you or put you up against the wall. It's not fucking lynching. It's called execution, you son of a bitch. How many people does this fucking country execute in a year? And that's something that never should have been, that could never be either. The state could never fucking be in, the federal government or in state governments could never be fucking, could never kill the people. And, you know, but they're using the fucking judicial authority that doesn't exist, that can exist, that is a fucking violation of the law. But they kill somebody, man, it's right. They can do it. It's just like these fucking cops, that got shot at. Maybe, I don't know what the hell the deal was, but maybe fucking beat some woman or done something. People are starting to strike back. Either that, or they were MS-13 gang members and they didn't want to show, hell yeah, they're fucking shooting up your fucking streets. Lucky nobody got hit and all that fucking gunfire. Anyway, police buying drones and armored vehicles with COVID funds. Oh, really? Because that's how you get rid of a virus, man. Fuck, a tank might do it, man. Just sit down there and blast that person with a tank. Yep, we got rid of that COVID that doesn't exist, This is from Patriot Rising. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. On Monday, the White House announced that federal funding for COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it'll never fucking exist. Testing, treatment, and vaccines would soon be depleted unless Congress approves a new spending bill. I mean, goddamn, people. You just had the omnibus spending bill over $1 trillion. You just had hundreds of billions more fucking sent to goddamn Ukraine. Another spending. Where do they get the authority to fucking spend our fucking money and without our consent? And you cannot say they have our consent. Because the goddamn, they're a corporation. They're not a goddamn, they're not even a fucking, I mean, they're no, they're not even a, they're an occupation force. And you do not have my fucking authorization. Did any of you people sign a goddamn bank note so that they could get this goddamn money to give away and fucking, oh, it's for COVID-19, we're going to buy a tank. I mean, shit, how bad does it got to get? Okay, unless Congress approves a new spending bill, while Republicans are largely responsible for the ongoing congressional stalemate, the Biden administration has been criticized for encouraging local governments to use American Rescue Plan Act funds, a $1.9 fucking trillion dollar pandemic relief aid package for a pandemic that never fucking existed. It was just a slush fund. I mean, I guess the Rothschilds, you run out of your $23 fucking trillion dollars and now you're just fucking creating trust funds out of fucking thin air. That was approved last March. And by the way, we were just told that we're going into a recession on policing in the midst of an ongoing pandemic. What pandemic? There is no fucking pandemic. You go here, nobody's wearing, it's all gone here where I'm at. I don't know where other people are. But I mean, it was a fucking joke to begin with, but it wasn't a funny joke because a lot of fucking people have died. And a lot of people have died across this planet. See, if they can't kill you with their fucking kill shot, then we're getting exactly what they promised. Economic collapse, a fucking world war, and more world famine. We read about, they send it out the fucking message every day. Get ready to starve to death. Get ready for the fucking crash of your fucking, not to have currency to work with. We don't fucking need these pricks. We never did. Banking could be a fucking private fucking goddamn, free enterprise, fucking action as easily as it can be with these goddamn international banks coming in. International, you don't want nobody foreign inside your country handling your currency and fucking with your land. And the land can only be sold to American nationals, and I don't give a shit who don't like it. We'll go, but when this fraud is fucking finally taken care of, when it is removed, we're going back to where it began. And everything that happened after that is null and fucking void. And whatever fucking monies were taken or given, well, we're going to have to litigate that in the common law courts, aren't we? To see if that fucking land originally, see, it ain't the guy that bought it from the guy who bought it from the guy who bought it from the guy who stole it. It's like your gun getting stolen. I don't care if it's sold 15 fucking times. You see it, you grab it, it's yours. Because it was stolen. And if the land was fucking stolen, well, I guess you better go after the person that sold it to you, that sold, bought it from the person that sold it to him, that bought it from the person who sold it to him, until you get to the fucking original criminal. And if they all knew about it, then you fucking take them in and you have them fucking, you prosecute them. Civil fucking crime. Taking your goddamn property without due process of the fucking law. It's in the fifth article. You can read it. Third grader can. But we're not $1.9 trillion pandemic relief and package that was approved last March. I want more cities and states to use some of that $350 billion. It used to be the goddamn debt was in billions. When I was a fucking young man, it was in billions. Now it's in trillions. It'd be quadzillions. I mean, we'll be like Zimbabwe. You'll have a $1 billion bill that won't buy a fucking loaf of bread. We sent to them on the American Rescue Plan to fight crime. To fight crime. Okay, I thought that was about COVID. It didn't exist. To keep our communities safe by hiring more police officers for community policing and paying police overtime. Now, you're weeding the fucking goddamn... I mean, they're vying each way. Each one of these factions that are fighting to see who's going to be the one to put the fuck... pull that velvet, that iron hand out of that velvet glove and fucking bring it down on your neck, said President Biden at a gun violence prevention task force fucking meeting in February 2022 and purchasing gunfighting technology like technologies that hears, locates gunshots so there can be immediate response because you know exactly where it came from. Well, that sounds actually like a pretty good idea to me. State and local officials across the country have heeded this call, and some towns and cities are now approving police requests to spend pandemic relief funds on drones and armored vehicles. Now, remember, it went back when the drones started happening. Never be used on the American people. Never. As long as the grass grows and the water flows and there are stars up in the sky, it'll never be used against the fucking people. It's coming. You better get ready. And I'll tell you what, anybody that knows one of these little drones, maybe they'll operate them out of Tel Aviv. If so, we'll kill their counterparts here. Or we'll send fucking drones over there. I mean, goddamn, or we get a hold of that fucking nuclear arsenal. I'll tell you what, Israel, I wouldn't want to fucking be you. Where were we here? Gun Violence Prevention Task Force meeting in February 2022. Okay, locates gunshots, and so they may be immediate response. State and local officials across the country have heeded this call, and some towns and cities are now approving police requests to spend pandemic relief funds on drones and armored vehicles. Oh, out of the slush fund? A slush fund you created out of a fucking lie? COVID-19 does not exist. It never did exist. But the goddamn biological kill agent sure as hell does, doesn't it? You can go look at it. The Kingsport Police Department, a small agency in Tennessee, purchased 2 military grade drones. Babe, you got the goddamn the government here. Where's Mr. Koch at here on this shit? You got the government fucking purchasing fucking armored vehicles and fucking shit, and telling you that they want to get rid of your fucking guns. We got to get rid of your fucking guns as we get we can have goddamn armored fucking vehicles. Well, the swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. This is the person who introduced the law that was already the fucking law of this fucking nation to be attached to that fraudulent fucking constitution. Constitution's a fraud. That's why they don't have to fucking abide by anything in it. And it's got two fucking open subject matter fucking avenues for them to use just under the general welfare cause and the commerce cause. That's how they've did all this shit, people. Everything is general welfare. Everything. And everything is commerce. Everything is fucking commerce. They've turned us into fucking, I mean, through the 14th Amendment, they've attempted to, they've turned some of us into fucking living, you know, chattel property. Bought and sold every fucking day. The slush fund, huh? Okay, so in Kingsport Department, a small agency in Tennessee, two military grade drones in early March, and Dixon County City Council in California is considering using ARPA funds on a police drone program, body worn cameras, and a license plate reading program. So this is all to be used to police the people that they have no authority to police. In fact, they are an occupying goddamn force. But this is for this is for private fucking goddamn security agencies. These son of a bitches are it's all unelected motherfuckers that are doing this. The police agencies, they are Blackwater USA. They are not fucking elected by the people. They are not answerable to the people. That's why they can kill somebody right in fucking front of you, go down and our union rules say that, yeah, he can fucking beat somebody in the back of the head with a hammer while they're handcuffed and kill him if he wants to. It's part of our procedure, don't you know? DeKalb, I guess it is, DeKalb County in Atlanta metro area used over $500,000 in pandemic relief funds to buy aerial drones, flock automatic license plate readers, additional license plate readers, and mobile precinct. Millions more went to other police-related expenses. Meanwhile, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department in Missouri spent $334,715 of its $2.6 million allotment on a Lynco Bearcat armored vehicle to replace a mine-resistant 60,000-pound armed personal carrier that the county received. Now, what did they want all of this fucking military fucking hardware for, people? Because we love this fucking corporation? Because the people are going along with this fucking shit? No, it's because they're fucking scared. They know that they want more fucking artillery. They want more goddamn fucking armored fucking artillery between the people and them. Just think if they didn't exist at all. All these fuckers, they'd already been hung a long time ago. When the people let the goddamn common law be, courts be removed, that should have been the gun should have been firing the next fucking day. Plain and simple. We don't get justice this way. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to shoot your fucking asses, because when you remove those courts, you declared war on us, and you've openly declared war on us, on our fucking Bill of Rights, on the people's fucking law, on our jurisdictional authority. You don't own us, motherfuckers, and you don't own our fucking properties, and you don't own the property of the United States. The people fucking own it, and we all own equal shares of it, and it belongs to us. And before you can take it away, you have to go come as an individual in your individual capacity into the common law courts. You must follow the fucking procedures, and we get to shoot back at you, too. We get to call you out. You try fucking stealing from us, and we can fucking, well, if you try subverting that law, and we can show the subversion, well, that makes you fucking, well, gets the rope around your neck. That lynching law wouldn't apply. Because it would be contrary to the law. What that goddamn common law jury said would fucking go. Because we are the highest authority in this fucking land. And again, Mr. Koch, at the end of his little fucking diatribe here, says, the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And the regular troops here is the goddamn international corporate mafias, Blackwater USA, fucking unlawfully fucking standing, unlawful standing fucking army that does what they're told, not by the people, but by the goddamn corporation that can't exist, that is a running violation of the ninth article of the fucking Bill of Rights. And on we go. Like I said, we can come up here every day and fucking, we can lay more outrage. I mean, we pick from the fucking outrage of what we want to talk about daily. I mean, they're spitting in our goddamn faces, but they're running while they're doing it. They've made a big move moving over to just going for that world war. I'm telling you, that shows they're fucking desperate. That's what they've done it two times already. The people were ready to fucking take their fucking hair. It's got them in a world war. Them goddamn Huns. Them goddamn Japanese. They sunk a boat. Oh my goodness, they attacked Pearl Harbor. We had all the fucking fleet that we were going to junk and sunk it. They have attacked America. Even though we knew about it 2 weeks ahead of time, we knew exactly where the Japanese Navy was, and it was all fucking horse shit. It was all a red flag operation. They attacked us. And goddamn, just like I see these guys with no arms and no legs, I went, when those buildings fell, I went straight down and enlisted. I didn't find out how they fell or why they fucking fell. All I listened to is what the fucking commenter, it must be terrorists. It must be the Taliban. It must be Al-Qaeda. It must be. It's just like all this shit what they're doing, you know, over there in Russia. Once they're going to use that sarin gas over there, and they're just going to say it was the Russians. Oh, well, goddamn, that was a short fucking hearing, wasn't it? Investigation was like 0.1 second, and the rest of it was, you know, the whole goddamn prosecution and the whole site. Oh, the Russians did it. Well, just because some cocksucker said so. That's how they would like to fucking have it, people. So, and this is what they're trying to fucking do. Don't fall for it. We have to enforce our fucking law. I'm telling you, we need to do it yesterday. It'll all stop if we do it. I guarantee fucking to you. You get up off your ass and enforce that fucking law, and fucking it will stop. It has to stop. You will have your goddamn, you will have true fucking freedom and liberty. And you will have your common law courts back so you can stop it. But until you get them courts back, there's only one way to stop this. And that's why it was put there. And that's that second fucking article. It wasn't put there for fucking shooting deer or going hunting or target shooting. It was put there to stop a fucking tyrannical takeover of the fucking people. To stop a fucking aristocracy from saying that they are the ruling class and we're the fucking ruled. To stop them from fucking violating our every natural right that we are born as individuals with that cannot be taken away, cannot be contracted away, cannot be given away. Anyway, that's enough of that. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And we'll have some more outrageous shit for you to listen to. And, well, keep figuring. At least be thinking of what you're going to do. Plan. Be planning. I'm honing your plans. That is The Word from the Trenches.